Izzy Isabel, and I am 20. And so, right, I went to uni and did fashion design for about a year and a half, which was probably the lowest point of life so far. Yeah. It was just pretty horrible, and I left and felt completely like I was dropped in the middle of the ocean, like completely just, what do you do now? Because I was always told, like, you go to college and then you go to uni and then you graduate and you get a job, and obviously that's how everything happens for everyone. And it just didn't happen for me, and I felt really shit about the fact that it just wasn't working. I was like, why is this not working? Everyone else is having a great time and doing really well and I'm not. And then, yeah, so I had about, I did 3 months of volunteering in a charity shop full time, just because I think of sheer panic. But it was even that was a great experience, because it like completely opened me up to like a breadth of people that otherwise I would never have known or interacted with, of like every type of person, you know, like the kind of random people that you get working in charity shops. But it was fantastic. And then I moved back home into, well, we own a pub. I lived above the pub for a while, which was really nice. It was nice to kind of be home and be around comfort, because I was at uni in Manchester, which was about 300 miles from mine. I went when I was 18, and it was just I was too young, and I just wasn't ready to go away and be like completely dropped out on my own. And it was very lonely and just not enjoyable. So it was nice to come home, and I've always collected and sold secondhand clothes. That's always been something I've done, and I can sew, and I used to sew and sell my clothes and stuff like that, which was keeping me afloat, but it was not satisfying me at all. It just didn't. And you know, obviously it's the same with all of us, that your parents the whole time, it's been like, they're so creative. Like, oh, she's such a creative child. And then it's like, so what can I actually do with that? Because what does that mean? That's not a tangible thing. I can't sell that to anyone. So yeah, I'd reached really like a point of panic. And my boyfriend, who was a Kennedy at Wieden and Kennedy's, they do like the short courses, which is quite similar to DNAD. And he'd done that, and he said, look, there's this course that exists, it'll be great for you. And I just turned around and went, fuck you, I don't want to do it. Like, I'm not accepting help from you, basically. And it got to the deadline day. At 1 a.m. on the deadline day, I text my lovely friend and said, I want to shoot you in my clothes today, now, and like made this work in about 10 hours to submit. And I'm so glad I did it, because yeah, it was that kind of decision then was like the transformative moment of being like, right, okay, this is up from here. Obviously I didn't know that at the time. But then yeah, we all went and did the challenge day, which was great. But it was one of those things where, firstly, it's no idea what we're expecting at all. I didn't know what DNAD was. I didn't know anything about advertising. I just thought it was one of those industries that people steer away from, and it's very seedy, and they all just sit, and it's 9 to 5 in an office. That was my whole impression of advertising. I went to an all-girls school as well, so it was never brought to me as an option as a career ever. I just kind of thought, people do that somewhere. they do it, they get it done. But so we did the challenge day, and it was immediately very, very inspiring, because it was the first time in a long time that I had been in a room with people who were so hungry for they just wanted to do so well, they wanted to be so creative, and they were all like equally passionate and caring about what we were doing. And like, I was like, this is fucking great, because at uni half the people don't turn up to a lecture, and the third of the ones who do are listening. Like, it's kind of disappointing, it's quite uninspiring. So being suddenly in this environment that was just like thrilling and so fast paced, like getting the like acceptance call from Hillary, like I remember just like crying, my mum being like, because obviously she'd been like, she's not gone to uni anymore, so is she going to move back in with us? So yeah, they were thrilled. And then I moved up to London to go to the course, and it was the best thing that I've ever done for myself, and I'm so pleased that I did it. And I can honestly say that I really pushed myself more through that course than I have. I've never cared about anything so much. And I think that was because, like, quite early on, we all started to sense the potential for change in our lives just through this course. Like, people around us were enthusiastic about us. They really wanted to help us and embrace us. And that was so exciting to be around, I think. Like, you occasionally get that really nice art teacher at school, but that's about it, you know? There were so many people who really believed in all of our potential. And I think that in itself was so inspiring to be around. And it fueled all of us to just, like, want to do so well. And we did. We all came out, and I think as a class, like, we all did incredibly well. Like, especially going from, like, a huge variety of creative backgrounds and being able to kind of refine all of that into actual tangible work that we can build a career on and still, like, get, like, use as our creative talent is so exciting.